KW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Trump found guilty. I'm Sherry Preston. Now that Donald Trump has become the first president ever convicted of a felony, in this case, 34 felonies, what does the prosecution's star witness have to say? Michael Cohen on Good Morning America telling ABC News he is relieved it's over.
I really didn't have a single moment that was tougher than the 21 hours that they had me on the stand, whether it was on direct or on cross-examination. The whole thing was very tough. It's emotionally draining because you have to be perfect.
Sentencing is set for July 11th. Some wondering if Donald Trump could end up behind bars.
The sentencing guidelines could theoretically have someone convicted of these crimes in prison for up to 4 years, but no one expects Trump to spend any time in jail over this. That sentencing, of course, is next month.
ABC's Josh Einiger at Trump Tower, where the former president will hold a news conference this morning with reporters. This is ABC News. Guilty in Idaho, Chad Daybell, convicted of killing his first wife and the children of his now current wife, Lori Vallow. She was convicted last year and is already serving a life sentence. More eruptions in Iceland from a volcano sending lava 150 feet into the air. Here's ABC's Marcus Moore nearby.
Just an hour's drive from Reykjavik, fountains of lava from a volcano once again threatening to overtake an entire town. Wednesday marked the volcano's fifth eruption since December, sending fountains of molten rock skyward, threatening to breach barriers built to protect the town of Grindavik. Tourists at the Blue Lagoon, one of Iceland's biggest attractions, forced to evacuate. Most of Grindavik's 4,000 residents were permanently evacuated back in November. Seismic activity opening huge cracks in roads and homes.
And new worries about whooping cough. Nearly 5,000 cases have been reported nationwide so far this year, nearly triple last year's numbers. Doctors urging families get their kids vaccinated. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp Online Therapy. We don't always realize just how much our negative thoughts and experiences stick with us and weigh us down. You may find your brain constantly running through a highlight reel of bad moments. That comment your friend made last week that hurt your feelings, that frustrating thing your mom does, or that silly thing you said in a meeting. Maybe it's time to get it all off your chest. Whether it's a tiny annoyance or something much bigger, talking about it can give you some relief and lead you to a potential solution. That's where therapy comes in. It's a safe space to share whatever's weighing you down and learn to process it so your internal highlight reel can focus on the good stuff. And BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy on a schedule that works for you. Connect with a licensed therapist by text, phone, or video call. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Let it out with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/ABC Radio today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ABC Radio.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.FM.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. State education officials are threatening to suspend funding to Wisconsin's biggest school district. Milwaukee officials were supposed to turn over important financial reports 8 months ago. The Department of Public Instruction says Milwaukee school officials have to submit an action plan to avoid having funds cut off. The Madison judge presiding over the latest Act 10 court case appears to have signed a recall petition against then-Governor Scott Walker. Governor Evers says Jacob Frost should not recuse himself.
Oh, I don't think so. Recusal is kind of a death knell of judiciary. Let's just let it play out.
Judge Frost could rule to restore union rights that many Wisconsin public workers lost in 2011. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Another dramatic Brewers win. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Bottom of the eighth, all tied up 4-4. Full count, Gary Sanchez at the plate. The Cubs' Tyson Miller on the mound. Brian Anderson, Bally Sports Wisconsin with the call.
Full count to every batter this inning. Sanchez, high fly ball, center field. Talkman is back. Talkman's at the wall. And Gary does it again. Another eighth inning, two-run homer. Puts the Brewers in front.
422-foot drive to center field, and the Brewers went on to win 6-4 over the Cubs, taking the series 3-1. Manager Pat Murphy on the season Sanchez has had so far.
He gives you a great at-bat. Like, the guy, yeah, he's going to have some strikeouts, but the guy's dangerous, and everybody in the league knows it.
The Brewers' homestand continues tomorrow night with a 3-game series over the weekend against the Chicago White Sox. From American Family Field in Milwaukee, with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 77 for a high this afternoon with a light breeze out of the south at around 5 to 15. Tonight, few showers, mostly cloudy, 58 tomorrow. Mostly cloudy with an isolated thunderstorm, 71. Some clearing by late tomorrow afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
Crude and Dom.
Guilty, 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 guilty.
Tune in Devil's Advocates.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6. The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Hour number two of Mino and the Mariner. A beautiful Friday morning out there. 48 in Green Bay, 50 in Appleton, 46 in Oshkosh. Very little wind. Heading into a great weekend right here at 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 FM WSS, Civic Media app. Texas, let us know what you got going on this week. And if you want something promoted, we talked about the Opichka tournament that's taking place up in Casco, which we're really excited about. We've got Christy and Dennis coming in a little later about the What's Up Weekend Report, but if you've got something in one of the towns around here that's going on, please text Todd. Todd, how do they text you, buddy?
Download the Civic Media app, choose your station, WGBW or WISS, lower right-hand corner. There's a text button. Send that. I get it.
Beautiful. So if you got something going on you'd like to promote, let us know.
Farmers markets. I know we got that app to Oshkosh. And that lady that was on here last week, isn't there something going on to raise funds for the bus for the YWCA? Isn't that tonight?
I'm not sure.
You got me on that one.
All right, but if she's listening, we'll give a reminder of that. I think it's later tomorrow night, but I mean, that's just, yeah, there's a lot of good things going on this weekend, but it's going to be hot.
Nice.
77.
I'll take it.
Well, we got a guy.
You know what I'm going to be doing? I'm going to be running down Neshoto Beach.
Oh, jeez.
It's slow motion, just like this.
Right. You will be.
It's like Bay Beach.
You don't have to slow
the film down. Actually, we should
do it, Todd.
Let's do an internet show instead of called Bay Beach with David Hasselhoff. Neshoto Beach with John Mino. What do you think?
Clear the beach.
I mean, I feel like we should probably have the theme song and stuff like that, right?
I do, too. I do, too.
You're going to wear the little red shorts?
Absolutely. I am the Hoff. Hey, Mark Houston.
We got to move on.
I had hair like the Hoff at one time. Okay. Well, I did when they took down the wall. Gorbachev, tear down that wall. Can you see me?
What is this?
The theme.
For what?
This is where Pamela Anderson is running through to save somebody. Remember? Do you remember?
This is...
You've never seen Baywatch?
I have seen it. I saw they promoted this a lot.
You know, when they invaded, I don't think it was Saddam's house. Maybe it was in the first Gulf War. And they broke out one of the main terrorist guys. They found all kinds of VHSs of Baywatch. Honest to God.
That's funny. Wow.
Yep. Mark Houston, Belden Sports Medicine. How you doing, buddy?
Great. How are you guys?
Good to have you here.
We're good, Mark.
Good to have you here.
You got lots going on in Belden always, but we're going to talk about the 10K that's coming up, the Belden Run. That's a week from tomorrow. People can still register, still get in, but something I think we need to talk about, it's going to get warmer.
Yep.
Quickly. You know how Green Bay, sometimes it does. It goes from like 60 to 80. It's just like we don't have this gradual thing. And tell us about heat stress.
Yeah, I think it's easier.
First of all, this is coming from a guy that used to wear a rubber suit in the sauna, right? To make weight.
Well, we'd run steps.
Yeah, but I think Jim brings up a great point. You know, right now it's a beautiful, nice morning out there. But give it a couple weeks.
Yeah.
It could be quite hot. And I guess we term that heat stress is probably the best way to say what
it is. But the thing is, because I'll be honest with you, I'm really old school, just like Jim.
So my when I was jogging, I'd wait till it was about 2:30 in the afternoon, and I'd wear a black T-shirt, and I would run so I could sweat as much as humanly possible, thinking that's the way to get in shape. That's the way to lose weight. But you don't feel it, Mark. It's kind of a scary thing, isn't it? Because you don't really feel any weird symptoms. You just feel like you're hot and whatever, and it can just, your brain can be frying during that time. We you and I talked about Corey Stringer, football player for the Minnesota Vikings, who died, you know, a few years back. And that really became a big point for the NFL to become more aware about this. Because 20 years ago, you didn't talk about these things as much, right?
No. Just one thing before, Mark, but if Corey could die, who's in great shape, I mean, what about people
well,
like
Well, he
John?
Was heavy, though. He was 360. Yeah.
And, oh, then it is closer.
Yeah. But I mean, there is, it's called the Corey Stringer Institute. They've got a major health facility. I believe it's out of Connecticut now. Dr. Doug Casa is the lead person. The reason we talk about heat stress is it goes in stages. And like you said, John, like you could do the same workout on one day, but based off of wind or based off humidity or based off the heat, time of day, it all plays a role. So the biggest thing is, yeah, your body starts, really what it does is it starts cooking. And, you know, so we term the whole thing heat stress. So then you have heat exhaustion, which is the next step. Heat exhaustion is your body's getting really hot. Your skin is clammy.
But you're not sweating, right?
You're not sweating at that point.
Right.
You're sweating, but your skin is different.
Like clammy.
But then you get to the heat stroke, which means your body is virtually burning up. And that is where it's really, we've changed the parameters. So great example that they talked about with Corey Stringer when he passed away. A lot of football facilities now, but this could, it's not just about football, is having a cool tub, a wet tub, and you fill it up and you have it sitting there. You may never use it, but I will tell you within minutes, you can't get that thing filled quick enough. But so if they have that tub,
you could lose the person by the time you get it filled.
What a lot of people do, the biggest mistake, if anyone's going to take anything today, if they really feel like this person's in a heat stroke, they should never be transported. People will say, we got to get them to the hospital. Your best bet is to cool them, whatever means you have possible. So sporting fields, we have these a lot of times. Yeah, Bell and Run, I guarantee we will have probably 8 tubs. It could be 60 degrees. It could be 90 degrees. We will have at least 8 tubs full of cool water, and they can start dumping ice in there. And your point is you're trying to cool their body. You literally dunk them in there, and you hold them in there. And they're just, arms are outside the tubs. The tubs, they kind of look like bathtubs.
Yeah.
If you don't do that, your body could burn up.
Wow.
But so a lot of times what happens is people say, well, you got to get them a car, you got to get them going. So I was talking 2 weeks ago when we talked about, here's another thing a lot of people say, I don't have a tub. Grab a tarp. So a lot of our athletic trainers will carry a tarp. We call it the taco method. You lay the person on the tarp. You have 4 people stand at the corners, and you just start dumping the water and any cool water and any ice in there. You're trying to soak them is what you're trying to do. So you don't have to have the tub. Let's say you don't even have that. Ice underneath your armpits.
Or if you got a garden hose.
Yeah, garden hose, ice underneath your armpits, on the back of your neck. You're just trying to cool their body, and that's the biggest way you could save someone's life, literally, is cooling their body before you transport. Because when I say cooling their body, the body could be, it's not like 100 degrees is bad enough. 98.6 is normal. 100 degrees is bad enough. Some of these people will go 104, 105, 106. You're literally cooking your body. So if you can cool your body, that core part of your body, that's the goal. It's not about cooling your feet. It's not cooling about your calves. You got to cool your core part of your body.
Jim, you were in the marathon when they canceled it, right? Or cut it short that year? What was that like?
Well, I think a couple things. One is it was super hot, but nobody wanted to cancel it because, you know, there's people qualifying for the Boston. It wasn't regulated. But it was so hot, and they didn't have what you just said. I mean, the runners didn't know what we know today on that. And it was a lot of times, and we talk about this with the CELCOM marathon, a lot of time it was first-time runners, and maybe they don't know when they get to this heat exhaustion and they're going into heat stroke. But where, like, I just remember I was working that. they can get a little delirious too.
Oh, like, yeah, what are the symptoms?
What are the phase? Where's that at?
Correct. Yep. You know, you're right, Jim. So you can get people start. It's not that they just go from running to passing out right away. They, you know, their skin starts changing. They start feeling warm. Their heart rate starts racing. They may say, you know what?
Okay, but let me just say this.
I may vomit.
Let me say this though. When you run, you know, harder than you've run before and get involved in something like that, you know, those are almost normal things that happen. You know, you feel like you might want to vomit or you feel like really weird, but it's like, I got to push on, man. I'm going to get on time. So what can, like, let's say Jim is a worker there. Seriously, like, you're doing whatever. And he sees, what would he be able to look at that person and say?
Well, so Jim, I'll going back, let's just take that race. And I'm not trying to pick on Cellcom and who covers it. This is the biggest thing that they've learned on these things. Take the Bell and Run now. I one of my coworkers, Roland Schmidt, is very keyed in with medical stuff. There'll be signs that'll have ratings when you get to the start line and throughout the race of where is this race at? Are you on a, it's not a problem, it's cool, it's rainy, or it's kind of getting warm, got to be careful, or it's going in the stages. So it goes back to the point of I'm 20 miles in. A lot of runners maybe aren't looking for those things, but they're now looking at those more often now. So you can say, geez, I started the race. I knew it was going to be a warm race. I didn't realize it got hot that quick.
Right.
So you should be paying attention to some of those things. Now, it's tough. I get it. You're committed to the running. You want to run
push
a great
on
race.
Through.
Exactly. Push on through. But it's one of those things of, hey, throwing water over. And it's not just about taking water in your body. It's maybe dunking water over your head, your neck, your body. That's why sometimes people just splash.
And they actually start looking, you talk heat, you think you'd be really red and sweaty, but they're actually kind of pale, quite honestly. And it's like,
cool, clammy skin.
Right.
Can it happen to
any? Are you okay?
I could see me and Jim, that happened to us. But are you, can any, wow, can any age?
Yeah. So that's the other point that I want to say. We talk a lot about athletics. This isn't just about athletics. Construction workers, you know, come the summertime, there's a lot of construction teams that are calling and say, geez, we got to give guys more breaks. Just like to the football players. He was a 300-pound guy that has all that equipment on. That's the other thing. Getting all the equipment off is one of the easiest things to do. So you can kind of help, you know, move the air. The other thing that we sometimes are trying to do is, like construction workers, that's wearing dry fit material instead of the old cotton shirts that would hold everything in and stuff. So it's not about, I mean, but you could be a 40-year-old person that says, I'm going to go for a run today. Never had a problem, but said, holy cow, maybe I was out drinking the night before or didn't drink for a couple of days. And also now I'm going to go run 10 miles and your body's just not used to it.
You make a really good point on it. It's not just all the runners. It's roofers and these guys building roads, which is what we do in the summer here in Wisconsin.
Asphalt.
I know, right? I mean, and they, but they, yeah, I don't know who's in charge, but they make those guys work. I mean,
and they're always in jeans.
Without
I agree. God bless those guys.
We had a group and it was six people that just did the roof, and it was hotter than hell. And my wife was more concerned, I think, than the foreman. And she's like, "Look, you guys got to come down and get something to drink." But that's a good point. That you know, we talk about being hydrated, but they need to look out for each other, because if you start getting that kind of pale, clammy stuff, it's like
that's what I was asking about the symptoms for somebody else to see, because everybody. 90% of the people, if they're out doing something like that, they're kind of tough as far as like, I can handle it.
Right. Yeah. No, it's serious, and you just got to pay attention to yourself, pay attention to other people around you.
Yeah.
If your person starts weaving, there's just a lot.
Exactly.
If something's not normal, you got to say, are you all right? Yeah. And if they're not talking or vomiting, it's like, maybe you got to pull them off.
All right. This is very interesting. Yeah. This is very important stuff. I mean, this could literally save somebody, because this is very important stuff heading into the warmer weather. Mark Hewson, Bell and Sports Medicine, the signs of heat stroke, heat exhaustion, and it's easier to have happen to you than you really think.
Yeah.
All right, we'll send it a quick break, back right after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future. If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a 4-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards concert tickets for your daughter to see that singer who sings about painful breakups. And one song will inspire your little beauty to break up with that beast she's dating, Brian. Instead, she'll date someone who's nice and worthy of her love, not someone who addresses you and your spouse as bro. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mine on the Mayor here on a beautiful Friday morning with Mark Hewson, Bell and Smorts Medicine. This is really fascinating stuff, Mark, but we were talking about it. You don't have to be a 360-pound football player. I was at an event one time on a really hot day, and a high school band was out there, and they're wearing their full uniforms and sharp, and I remember this one kid going down, just simply collapsing. So, I mean, we're talking about a 16-year-old kid who probably made 150 pounds and in shape and could do whatever, and that heat nailed him.
Yeah, but it, like you talked about, I think what they used to have is these band members. I'm not, again, not picking on them, but they used to have them in their full uniform.
Yeah, absolutely.
And now they've gotten better as it's even true. A Memorial Day parade, or if it's a 4th of July parade, they're now in maybe a shorts and just a polo.
Yeah.
You know, they're dressing them better. You got to remember, some of them are carrying their big tubas.
Absolutely.
You know, or drums. It's like, and then walking 3 miles.
Well, and you're exerting a lot too playing. You
correct.
Know, I mean, that's Trump.
They don't even realize that they're having that.
And when we were in school, it was full uniforms. And maybe it was a money thing, too. We had one uniform, but it's cool to see those kids because, I mean, they want to play. They don't want to stroke out. And to get them some shorts and decent-looking uniforms with this team name on, logo on. But I was just saying that band can be – this isn't all marathon runners we're talking about. We're talking about construction workers. We're talking about just people outside. And
those hot days on the asphalt.
And I just think that people need to look out for their partner. I mean, there's not always someone from Bellin around. And you look for these signs. And, I don't want to dwell on this, but I just think that the delirious part is like – it's like, where am I? It's like, dude, you got to sit down, man. Yep. This is not good. So.
And that's why I think it's encouraging water. You know, water's always great.
Right.
But – If they're that to that point, you also have to remember they need electrolytes, you know, so a Gatorade, a Powerade, they've got electrolytes. So that's going to help.
But you can overdo that, can't you? When I was in, my trip overseas, they said, don't just load up on Gatorade type stuff. And a guy had a stroke or something from it.
Well,
right.
Something like that happened to him. The biggest thing with Gatorade or any of that
stuff. It wasn't even Gatorade, but it was one of those types of drinks.
But they've got product in them. Here's the biggest thing. You can't just give them a 40-ounce and say, slam it, because it gets down in your stomach. Your stomach can only pull so much of that out every minute, every hour. So just because you drink 40 ounces doesn't mean that your body is taking it in and adjusting it to what your body needs. So the potassium and stuff. So it can only pull so much. That's why you need to alternate. A little bit of Gatorade, a little bit of water.
That's what they were telling people,
You know, that's where some people used to talk about salt tablets.
And I was just going to bring that up.
You guys probably went through that.
I was
going to
bring that. When I was at my first football camp at Northern Michigan, it was middle of July, super hot, and they wouldn't give you water on the field like that. But in the locker room, they'd hand you salt tablets. Yep. And I was just telling Jim about this book I just read, The Ghost Mountain Boys, about fighting in New Guinea. Our local troops fought in New Guinea. It was beyond belief hot and humid over there. And they couldn't find fresh water, so they kept giving them salt tablets.
Yeah.
Was that about the worst thing you could do for somebody?
Yeah, and everyone thought it was the greatest thing out there.
Right.
I did an internship 30 years ago at a local school. Found probably, I bet you I found 5 to 6 gallons of salt tablets.
Okay.
Everyone used to use that kind of stuff. It was just one of those things, hey, we thought just give them salt tablets. Found out you give them so many salt tablets, now they're cramping up even more. You know, so it's nutrition and your balance of what the body needs and when they need it.
And I think that's something great about Bell and your company, that it is advancing. I mean, we thought at that time salt tablets were great. We thought a lot of things.
Yeah, thinking 30 years the way things have turned. Isn't it amazing?
But I mean, you're constantly researching and looking at this and analyzing, especially that.
So then that's why I want to jump back to that Corey Stringer Institute. So it was really based off Corey Stringer, NFL ball player, passes away. They've started this. If you get online, Corey Stringer Institute, you're going to find out it's just not about heat. They do everything from cardiac to asthma to emergency preparedness. Mm-hmm. They hit across the board because their biggest thing is just trying to say, how do we keep people safe? And it's probably tied to sports, but it could be tied to construction, could tie to general life, tied
to marching bands.
It doesn't matter if you're, hey, your family, you weren't going to do a fun run and it's in third week of July or August. Mm-hmm. Guess what? There's no wind and it's 95 degrees.
Yeah.
How about maybe walk it? You know, don't be having your little kids run a 5K. You say it's only 3.1 miles. That may be not really good.
It's unfortunate that it really, to really advance this, it took a death. But that's kind of the way society works sometimes, you know. And but we've learned so much. And that, what was that year? When did he die? It wasn't
Stringer, boy. 20 years ago?
20? Okay.
Oh, I was going to say 30.
Okay.
Because I don't think I was working yet. I was going to say 94, 95.
Okay.
All right. But the advancement from there has been
And that's what I mean. I will say this because there were no Bell and Sports medicine things when we were growing up. You had your family doctor and that was it. And for your physical, you would literally cough and that was it. Yeah. They wouldn't check, you know, blood pressure, anything. So your employment, what you've got going in your career was almost created out of need because of these things. And also with, you know, another thing too, it's almost like in the movie Anchorman set in like 1978. He goes, yeah, my wife and I are going to do a new thing tonight. It's called yogging or jogging, one of the two. But you know what I mean? It's like, we never jogged. We didn't, whatever. If we did go out and run, we'd run as hard as we can until we were ready to puke and whatever. So the creation of what the field you're in has probably saved a lot of lives when you think about it.
Well, and let's just jump back, you know, the old school NFL. Yeah. They used to come to camp to get in shape.
That's right.
I'm going to plan anything else. No, they started that day and started running and started exercising. Nowadays, you better be in shape.
Oh, yeah.
By the time that first day comes, you know, and that's why you hear people saying, hey, so-and-so didn't pass their running test or whatever, because they just didn't do anything.
Right.
You know, and they want to make sure they're safe when they do get out there.
And Jerry Kramer,
in football, you add equipment and you helmets.
Jerry Kramer's book, The Instant Replay, he talks about there in the lunchroom one day after practice, really, really hot day, and Vince Lombardi was really on this one guy. Leon Crenshaw was his name. And Lombardi was always on him or whatever. And make him do extra work. And he's standing at the lunch line and he passes out. And they all kind of laughed about it. Oh, boy, he couldn't handle it. Well, now you never laugh at something like that.
Yeah, no. And I want to jump back. You know, Jim was talking about kind of delirious. Yeah, some of these people are delirious. They don't know what's going on. You do get them to the hospital. That is where they need to go. And sometimes they get a bag or two of an IV fluid.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, half an hour or hour later, like, wow, I feel great.
Right.
Well, it's amazing what was in that bag. It's not like it's magic potion. It's pretty basic fluid, but it really then got into their system and it changed what they need to do. Wow. And now they're sitting there going, geez, I could go out and run. No, you're not going to go out and run. You're going to go home and relax and cool off and stay in an air-conditioned area. There's just a lot of things you can do. We don't get it enough up here. It doesn't always get that hot, but bam, it can hit you real quick. Like you just said, it's not that bad of a day out today. 3 weeks from now,
right?
My wedding was on June 18th. Yeah. It was 90 degrees, and a lot of people were complaining.
Were you delirious?
I wasn't delirious, but I didn't feel bad because I was the one standing in. You know, I was one standing in my tux, so I wasn't feeling too bad.
Mine was in 1995, and it was in Manitowoc. It's like the hottest day in Manitowoc they've ever had. But my old buddy Yurko, remember John Yurkovic? He got married on the same day in Chicago, and one of the altar boys passed out right on the altar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A 12-year-old altar boy passed out from heat. So.
But I just want to say, Mark, besides all the what to do, Bellin's provided a lot of preventative things, that wasn't around either, like what you can do to be ready for all this stuff. And I think people got to go to the website, read what you can do, and so that we don't have these situations, because they can be deadly.
Yep. Take care of themselves, hydrate, and be smart on those hot days.
Nice. Mark Houston, Bell and Sports Medicine. Love having you come in here, brother.
Not a problem.
I'm always ready to work out
after Mark's go to the Bell. We're going to the Bell.
I know. Okay. All right. We're going to set a quick break. We're talking to Peter and Tracy Flukey. Update on their road to New York on their tandem bikes. Back after this. Won't somebody come
and rescue me? You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
This is the first year in history that games will be played on artificial turf and not natural grass at the Duck Pond for the Madison Mallards. And the reasoning behind it? Well, some of it has to do with making it easier to transition the field now that they are adding the Madison Nightmare Softball League. So what does it take to care for these fields now? I'm Charity Seebecker with the Midwest Farm Report, and Will Keeney, Director of Operations of the Madison Mallards, explains what his duties look like.
I try and drag the warning track with our nail drag on our three-wheeler every couple of days. If it's game day, I'll do it every game day. But last year with grass, we were constant water, the dirt in the infield. This year, obviously, we don't have to, so it's pretty minimal. Grass still gets mowed three times a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. It's a little bit funky with softball going on. If we have the softball fence in the outfield, obviously we can't mow. So, like I said, still some quirks. We're working through it, but that's the schedule right now.
That was Will Keeney, Director of Operations for the Madison Mallards. I'll have a look at your morning markets right after this.
If you got to take one for the team, at least look to Bobcat Plus to help you out. Bobcat Plus has been keeping you from the aches and the pains of the tough jobs for years. Bobcat Plus carries new and used Bobcat equipment, and all locations have a full service department, parts, and rentals. They're in Eau Claire, Butler, Appleton, and De Pere, featuring a full lineup of compact wheel and truck loaders, mini excavators, compact tractors, zero-turn mowers, hundreds of hard-working attachments, and so much more. Stop in or visit bobcatplus.com. Bobcat, one tough animal.
What do you look for in a lending partner? Someone who supports smart decision-making for your farm or ranch, agribusiness, investment, or community. Someone who values relationships. Someone who, when you face adversity, looks you in the eyes and says, "We are here." Find the lending partner you're looking for at Compare Financial. Visit Compeer.com to get started today. Compeer Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2023, all rights reserved.
I'm Charity Seebecker from the Midwest Farm Report with a look at your morning markets. Cash corn is trading at 451 and three quarters, up 3 cents. New crop corn is trading at 473 and a quarter, up 2 1/4 cents. Cash beans are trading at 1218 and three quarters, up 9 cents. And new crop beans are trading at 11.98 and a half, up 8.5 cents. Cash wheat is trading at 6.90 and three quarters, up 9 3/4. And new crop wheat is trading at 7.11 and three quarters, up 9 1/4 cents. June Class 3 milk contract is trading at 19.46, up 10 cents. And July milk is trading at 19.90, up 4 cents. Barrel cheese closed yesterday at 1.94, down 2 cents. 40-pound block cheese had no change and closed at 1.81. And the AA butter closed up 5.5 cents at 303. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 77 for a high this afternoon with a light breeze out of the south at around 5 to 15. Tonight, few showers, mostly cloudy, 58 tomorrow. Mostly cloudy with an isolated thunderstorm, 71. Some clearing by late tomorrow afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Inc. radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
Bicycle, bicycle, bicycle. I want to ride my
bicycle, bicycle, bicycle. Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here, and a good-looking Friday morning. Special thanks to Mark Houston
And this is all coming together here, talking from Bell and Sports Medicine, talking about the dangers of heat exhaustion and things like that, and how you should pace yourself. But we got two people on right now that don't know the words pacing yourself.
Wow.
Peter and Tracy Flukey, update on the road on their tandem bike trip to New York City. Peter and Tracy, good morning. Where are you? How are you? What is going on?
Good morning, gentlemen. You are finding us near Senecaville, Ohio. We just climbed a hill so that we could get by a cell tower so we could make sure we could get in and, and talk to you this morning.
Well, thank
you.
Was thoughtful, yeah.
Right.
You're welcome.
Yeah, just for a little more direction, we're about 2 days east of Columbus, Ohio, and we're about 50 miles to the west of, where are we going? Wheeling, West Virginia.
Wow. So would you do me a favor? When do you guys think you'll be in Wheeling?
What's there?
Hopefully about 3 or 4 today.
Okay, you going to stay there for the weekend or anything, or are you moving on?
We might stay one extra day, but okay. We haven't really decided for sure yet.
Okay, because I'm going to Manitowoc this week, and I'm going to take my mountain bike from there. I'm going to try to catch up to you guys.
Oh, okay. I said we'll wait for you.
Yeah,
I'm taking them to the airport.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
So. Just heads up, we started hitting the hills/mountains yesterday. I think we have gone from flat to 3,700 feet of climbing yesterday, and I think we have more than that coming up today. So, wow. Yeah.
That's
gear it down, Dan.
Well, I gear it way down.
I was thinking about you this weekend. Last weekend, I did some traveling by air, and the storms were really bad. I mean, we had to fly around things, and my kids live out east, and they got delayed. How's the weather been for you? I mean, there's been some unbelievable storms in your neck of the woods,
yeah.
And I don't know exactly where you are, but where you were
right.
Last week, but oh my God.
Well, so I can give you a good perspective on that. If anybody's a race car fan, we were in Indianapolis the day that the storms came through and hit and delayed the Indy 500. So
right.
We'd gotten in on Saturday. We could see what was setting up for Sunday. So we actually took an early day off on Sunday. We were able to do a little riding around, where were we?
Richmond.
Yeah, we were in Richmond, Ohio. So we were able to do a little riding around town, but then we hunkered down probably for the next 12 hours and we're really glad to be in a hotel made out of brick.
Right. But besides your biking every day, I mean, what, tell me a little bit about Richmond. Like, what did you see or are these, I don't think a lot of us have been to Richmond, Indiana. A lot of people have been to Indianapolis.
Or Ohio.
Yeah, Richmond, Ohio. Yeah, Ohio. We're not that far off. Richmond, Ohio is a really cool city. Jim, you would enjoy it there. They have done a really good job on bicycle and pedestrian accommodation. So they have lots of bike paths. They have separated bike lanes. They have bike lanes, separate pedestrian facilities. And their downtown area is just a joy to bike through, and they have some beautiful historic buildings that they're renovating, and the businesses are coming back in. So they've been doing a really good job and working on it for a while. We spoke with a gentleman that we met with a local, and he was telling us that the mayor there was really instrumental in getting a lot of that work done and applied for and received a lot of federal and state grants to be able to make those changes to their community. And he said it's really been a plus for economic development for them.
See, and I think that's really important, Tracy. I know you and Peter are, you're doing the biking thing, you're going to New York, but to bring some of that back, and you've got such leadership skills in local public office, we could learn from this too, from you, that, you know, I think there's some cool things that I was just reading about your trip and, you know, to get murals and biking. I mean, people love that, whether you're in Indiana or Ohio, or you're here in Green Bay. So yeah, bring those ideas back and then we'll get you in front of the city council.
One of the best descriptions I ever heard was from a city elder, a town elder in a rural community that had a bike trail they were trying to get there. And he said he looked at the bike trail like a river full of gold nuggets. And he said, if you don't do something to capture those gold nuggets, they just roll right down the river to the next town.
Yeah, that's a great point.
That is.
What's been the toughest thing for you guys so far? The hills?
Yeah, I mean, we all of our trips so far, besides yesterday, has really been on rail trails, which are traditionally pretty flat if you think of the Mountain Bay Trail and the Fox River Trail. And yesterday was the first day we got off the rail trails, and the mountains are really steep. We're not mountains. The hills are really steep and pretty intense. And the roads are pretty narrow and high speed. So it's just a real change in biking, and it takes a bit to get your legs back under you when you go from the flat to climbing all those hills.
Just to give you an idea of the variation, so some of the climbs, we were doing them at 5 to 8 miles per hour. They didn't last very long, but they were steep, steep. And then we were coming down the other side of them at 25, 35, 40 miles per hour.
Wow. Oh, that's flying. Wow.
Yeah.
40 miles an hour on a bike is crazy fast.
Roller coaster.
Wow.
Yeah, but when you just went up it so slow, you're like, all right, I'm just going to roll this thing out.
Yeah. Hey, you know, you mentioned about gears a little bit. I've never asked you about that. How many gears do you guys have? How does that work? Do you guys both have to be completely in sync when you switch gears?
We do. So our bike is a little unique. So unlike a traditional bike that has a chain and a chain ring and cogs, we actually have a 14-speed internal belt drive bike. This is a whole new thing for us. So we don't have to clean the chain, but I do have to change the oil on my bike every 3,000 miles. But because we're both putting pressure on the pedals, we have to be in sync. So we have to both let up just a little bit to, you know, it's kind of like grinding a car into gear. It's the same sort of thing. So we have to coordinate that. If we're under a lot of pressure going up a steep hill, I'll often just yell out shift. She knows that, just give me a brief let up on the pedals, and then we're good to go.
Wow. Good teamwork.
Yeah. Tell me about
you and I should do this, Jim. You and I should get a tandem.
Yeah, right. No, that ain't gonna
happen. Hey, who would you guys think should be in the front or the back if Jim and I get a tandem?
Oh, well, we're never going to get a tandem, so don't even have to answer that.
Think about it. Todd, put it in the budget.
John, that's a quick poll. You got to put that out there.
Yeah, we will. We will. Quick poll. Who do you think should be in the front? Who should be in the back when Jim and I get our tandem bike?
It's never going to happen. We want people to, well, part of the reason we love having you on our program is not only, you're such a great example, but tell us about some of the, you know, that bike, that hill thing, kind of, you know, I don't think we all look forward to that, but tell me about Columbus, like some of these breweries you went to and just the stuff that you're seeing on your trip.
Yeah, what's the fun part?
I mean, Columbus is an awesome, awesome city.
You know, Columbus is a great city.
It is.
You know, as you know, once you get closer to a bigger city, there's a lot more roads, there's a lot more going on. So it's more difficult for us on a bike to get into a big city because there's lots of turns, lots of trails. And we were very lucky. About 20 miles out from Columbus, you ran into a gentleman that lived in Columbus and was heading home right to where we were going. And he is what we call our trail angel. He rode with us those 20 miles, led us into the city, right to a place where there was a great hotel that he recommended us stay at, and right to a brewery. So we got in town, had a beer and lunch with this gentleman at the brewery, and then he took us to the hotel, and he lived maybe 3 blocks down the road from where we were staying. So it was a great day. We got in probably much faster than we would have if I was navigating and trying to figure out all the turns.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So that's always a great thing when you get into a big city and run into something like somebody like that.
Did you guys have that planned, or was it just by chance that you met him?
By chance. We had stopped at a rest stop, and there was a group of bicyclists there, so we were talking to them, and then we ran into him actually a little bit later on the trail when we got closer to Columbus, and he's like, hey, I'll ride you in. We're like, yes, we'll take it.
Oh, that's fantastic.
That is so yeah.
It was great.
You talked about how nice people are, that fellow bikers, I guess I should say. Hey, did you get to Ohio State? Did you get to the university? Did you see that?
Yeah. So I was just going to tell you that story. So we left our hotel, and we were only a couple of blocks from Ohio State University. And the trail is heading up along the river, and there was this huge detour, and we're looking at the sign, and the detour actually went around the stadium at Ohio State University.
Oh, the horseshoe. Detour.
Wow.
Yeah, but we were completely befuddled. It's like, where the heck do we go? So we're standing there looking at our map. Some other local said, you trying to get around the stadium? And we said, yeah. So he started taking us around, and there's some big event on campus. He goes, ah, that's not going to work. I'm going to take you in something.
Whoop. Might have lost that signal.
I think we may have lost them.
I think we may have
on
lost
the
them.
On the road.
I think they were on the road because you hear that squeaking. I mean, I think well, they're
pedaling. They said they were to the top of a mountain, though, or on top of a hill.
Yeah, they pulled over for us.
Well,
this
that happens when you're trying to.
I have to tell you, we've been kind of sharing a lot of their journey on our Facebook page, on the Mino and the Mayor page, and WGBW and WISS. If you want to really follow these guys, because every day at the end of the day, they kind of do, I call it like a captain's log.
Captain's log, right?
But they kind of list out what they did for the day, and then they share a bunch of pictures from their trip. I'm just going to check one more time. You guys still there?
Yeah, we're there.
Excellent.
So if we'll share it on our Facebook page, but certainly follow them because this is a great journey.
Hey, guys, I want to ask you one quick question. We just had Mark Houston on from Bell and Sports Medicine, and he's trying to get across to everybody now, okay, the warm weather's coming. You know, heat exhaustion, heat strokes, those are nothing to mess around with like runners and construction workers and people in marching bands. What about you guys? Do you worry about that ever being on a bike, or do you almost feel like you get enough cool air in your faces?
No, I pay attention to that all day, every day, because I'm sure, as Mark explained, one of the things that happens is if heat stroke gets bad, you know, you lose muscle control, you lose your ability to think. And what we're doing on the bike takes all of those things at a very high level. So we're constantly drinking, we're supplementing with sports drinks, we take regular breaks. And the other thing is, because we know each other very well, if I notice little signs with Tracy, her navigation is a little off, if Tracy sees me shifting hand positions a lot on the bike, we'll really check in with each other and have to really kind of force the issue sometimes. And I'll just say, we're going to stop, even though she says, no, I'm fine, because she doesn't seem fine to me. And then we'll check in and then move on from there.
And that's what we talked to Mark about. Even Jim, when he was working at one of the runs, he was like checking out things with people acting
normal.
That's
great advice to really be it. And the heat's the heat, but to look for the cognitive signs and, you know, I'll give you guys a lot of credit. Of course, you've been married for a long time. You really know each other. But, I mean, to look for those signs, and it was pretty obvious when we canceled the marathon. I mean, the people were like, and I told Mark, right? They were delirious. I mean, like, where am I? It's like, okay, dude, this is not good. But even the smaller signs that you see, because you know each other so well. But, because you don't want to lose that, you know, the cognitive part of it, because that could really be very dangerous.
You're basically riding in traffic.
Right.
You know?
So. Yeah, I'm glad you're so schooled in that, and I hope people are listening to this and taking note of that. So you told us where you were, but when's New York about?
Let's see, we're expecting probably the third week of June, so we've probably got 3 weeks to go, depending on whatever.
Oh, I'll be able to catch up. Hey, one thing, because people are really fascinated in this, and you know, everybody loves riding a bike or whatever. Just some basic, where would they say, if somebody says, well, I'm not going to go there, but I'm going to go to Chicago, or I'm going to go to, you know, Minneapolis or something. Where should they start? What should be the first thing they would do if they've never done it before?
So the first thing I would do is we always call bicycling an apprenticeship sport. One of the best ways to learn how to become a good rider is just to find other people that ride and ask them if you can tag along. So, you know, the Bayshore Bicycle Club is a really good place. That's where we started riding as a family. There's just tons of experience there. The bike shops are certainly a really, really good resource. There's lots of group rides, day rides, those kinds of things. And then after that, it's really just picking where you want to go and looking at the resources, the Adventure Cycling Association. You can always just Google it, Google Bikes. So what else, Trey?
You know, there's lots of nice trails around. Maybe if you're not comfortable, you know, starting on the road, get out on the trail and just get your balance, stopping and starting and feeling comfortable with the bike itself. And then when you feel more comfortable, maybe you ride over to the trail instead of, you know, putting your bike on the car. So just take your baby steps. We didn't start, obviously, biking 10,000 miles the first time we went out. We did 5. So that's just take it easy and enjoy it and do a little bit and then keep just gradually building up.
I think this is awesome what you're doing.
I do, too.
I just think that people that, and you guys are healthy, but people don't have to go to New York. I mean, they can just,
That's what we talked
about Door County, like you said, even Chicago, Milwaukee. There's just great exercise.
Right,
and you're seeing things that you wouldn't see in a
Suamico.
Car or in a, or in a plane. So.
Hey, guys, stay safe.
Right.
Please stay in touch. This is fascinating following your journey. Thanks for sharing it with us.
Thank you. Bet.
Have a good week. We'll talk to you next week.
Bet. Have a great weekend out there. See ya. Peter and Tracy Flukey. Update on the road in Richmond, Ohio, on the way to New York City. Back right after this.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Wow. Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here. Good looking Friday morning. 48 degrees in Green Bay, 50 in Appleton, 46 in Oshkosh. Looks like a great weekend coming up. Has some great guests once again today. Mark Houston, Bell and Sports Medicine. Some really really important information about how easily heat stroke and heat exhaustion can affect people once the weather gets hot. Peter and Tracy Flukey on the road on their trip to New York City, which is just amazing. We got Christy and Dennis coming up for the weekend. What's up? All kinds of things. You know what else we got to play today when Dennis is here, though?
What's that?
Todd. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about. Todd.
What's up?
Can we play? What's up? Can we play the song that Matt Harper? Was it Matt Harper?
Oh, yeah. You want to do that?
Yeah. Can we do that?
Absolutely.
Because I'm sure Dennis is listening on his way in. So can we play that?
Yeah. Sure. Okay. Check this out.
Here we go. Mino and the Mayor in the morning. Mino and the Mayor in the morning. Get up. Let's get going. Mino and the Mayor in the morning. It's been a minute since I freestyled on a mic. It's the weekend. We got to get this place hype. My name is Matt Harper. I'm from the West Side. I might be biased, but I say that this best side. Friday night, I'll be out on Broadway. Probably stay at Lenny's Tap just a little too late. Probably play some 80s rock on the jukebox. Maybe dress like Glam Band. That'd be so hot. I'm on the morning show. I got a ways to go. Now it's back to the job site. A few hours more. Blue collar lifestyle. I go full throttle. Bring me on stage. The whole crowd will follow. I put on for my city. Build it up big. Title town, USA. Four Super Bowl rings. Not even John Mino can call a game like this. I put Green Bay on the map like my name was Jim Schmidt. Yeah.
Man.
That's what he's talking about.
He's got a new song coming out.
Yeah.
He's got a new song coming out. You guys actually did an intro for
the video, right?
Yesterday.
Oh, that's right. Yes. You did that yesterday. Yeah.
Yeah. So how do you like how
John,
I'm wearing my hat?
Yeah. Oh, man. Cool. John, that's like scary. You kind of look like you've done that before.
I look like Marky Mark. I look like Marky Mark. I
from
really
about,
truly
from
do.
From about the forehead up.
Huh?
Okay. From the forehead up, you look like Marky Mark.
Yeah. 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 All right.
Okay.
What do you think?
You can lose that. Yeah.
I kind of like it.
You missed it last week, John, because it was Tiara Day on Friday.
Yeah.
Oh.
And Shannon, who filled in for you, brought in tiaras for Jim and her.
Yeah. Okay.
And he, there was a bet. I said he would not wear it. Shannon said he would, and Jim put it on.
Your tiara for the whole show? Why did she bring you a tiara?
Because it was Tiara Day.
Oh, okay.
And she brought him, and that was like her little surprise.
He's a little, he's a little princess.
I learned to listen to women, so yes, I put it on.
I'm a little princess, short and stout.
We had 3 hours of working together. I thought, well, I got to make this work, so I put the tiara on.
I like it. All right.
That rap music... That was great.
That was great.
I mean, he...
I love his singing.
Yeah, he is fun to listen to.
Yes.
Yeah. You know.
Yes.
But the Flukeys, on their way to New York, we were talking about it at break, that's quite a trip.
Yeah.
And there could be some dangerous things too, right? Not just with the traffic on some of these roads, but everything. And
you get the courage to do it.
I hope this summer that people do something healthy. I think that is the extreme, right?
I totally agree. So, okay, I know this is asking a lot of you.
What's that? No, I'll go on the trail. I'm getting my bike.
No, that's it. So I've got that pepper spray. Okay?
Yeah.
Can I do a little experiment with Milton?
No. No, here's what I'm saying. Never. No, John, don't even bring it. No, I can't believe you brought that up. There's John. No. There's no way.
Listen to me.
No if way. Nothing.
Listen to me.
I won't even let you show him the can. Nope.
If we had three hunks of dog food.
Nope.
And we just sprayed a little bit on one, would he not eat that one? Then I would know it still works. No. It wouldn't affect him at all. He'd just smell and say, no, I'm not going to eat that one.
Nope.
No? Not at all?
It could save my life.
It could save my life.
More interested in
what's more important, Milton or me?
John, don't ask me that.
I'm just asking it. All right. Todd, you would do it, wouldn't you?
I would do what?
He wants to spray.
I know. I mean, I know what he wants to do.
I need to know if this pepper spray is still good or doesn't work anymore.
You spray it on yourself.
I've tried that.
And?
I didn't smell anything.
Then it's not good. John, if it was good, you'd be right. Yeah. It would not be good.
You'd be whining about it.
All right.
You'd be puking and crying.
Yeah,
and
no.
Mm-mm. All right. Fine.
But, okay.
All right. Sup, dog? What it is. Brother. Sup, boys. Yes, I'm talking about. All right.
John.
Big D in the house. We're going to be spinning something here real soon, y'all. Real soon. Getting it on, getting it down, baby.
I'm gonna
hey, man, let me tell you something. I talked to him the other night at the Whammy, brother. And he told me, I said, hey, dude, hey, man, congratulations. I'm winning the vocalist of the year in the entire state of Wisconsin. Dude, what are you going to do to celebrate? He said, man, Glam Band going to be drunk till Labor Day. That's what he told me, man. He said that Labor Day. Then they're coming out of it. Yeah. Then they're doing six shows in 2 days. I'm telling you. Busting.
Oh, man. That is better than that Martha polka thing. Don't do that, but just that man, like
polka.
That doesn't fit the hat, Johnny. You gotta change your wardrobe.
Dog, we're doing polka today, man. Martha, get that old man on the dance floor, boy. You got a new hip. Get on out there. Come on now. Put that walker down. You ain't that old no more.
Just regular coffee.
Here we go! Margie, what is going on? Get the old man going there, baby! Give him a little schnapps and get him out there, is what I'm talking about. Tear it up! Tear that float up! This place could be on fire! It's gonna be lit! Yeah! Here we go! Poke on Sunday! Yachts, here we go! Alright!
Man, okay.
Oh my gosh.
She's done.
I'm gonna pass out from laughing.
Wow.
Any stimulants this morning?
I was just gonna say, whatever you are on, I want some of that.
Fine.
I can see why you won those awards now. I kind of doubted that a little bit, but you won me over today. Right. That is
need to do, Jim. And I know you're in charge of trivia on the show. Like name your favorite.
Oh yeah,
beans.
We didn't have name your favorite.
We'll do it on
today.
Thursday. We'll do Thursday next week. But I think we should come up with scenarios for John to act in. Okay,
oh, man.
Give him different characters, different scenarios, and see what he can pull off for us.
Like that show that's on TV. You know where they just
there's a show on TV.
No, there's a show on TV.
Doug, why don't you tell me that, boy? Keep me in the dark. You keep me hidden in the basement, man. Come on. Damn.
The guy that was in Hamilton, he did Let's Make a Deal. He's on, what's that? Where they do that?
Wayne Brady?
Yeah. What's that show where they act out stuff?
Oh, Whose Line Is It Anyway?
They just give them and you could compete.
All right.
That
oh my gosh.
Fine.
Is Mark Houston still around? I think I
did. Mark just texted
him.
That's not my no. Fine. One of our favorite things in the world is when the man, the absolute top vocalist in the state of Wisconsin, graces our studio with his presence. And Christy, who's got her finger in the pulse of everything going on around here all weekend long, they're going to be joining us next. Stay with us. Pulled in just behind.
The talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Earl Ingram.
On the next show, my good friend Sandy Williams will be here for our regular conversation. We will be joined by Dr. Lehrman to discuss the mental health crisis in the United States.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9.
Jeff Levering and wife Ashley love their patio door from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
It's so bright, it's so clear. I can see the kids outside playing, and it makes it comfortable for the life we live.
I love the roll screen. The fact that the screen is on the inside and no drafts, it's a game changer.
Right now, get 0% interest-free financing for up to 48 months when you order by May 31st. Set your free in-home consultation at PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply. That's 531-2024.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.